Your assumption is right, and it's a presentation of our proposal. The presentation is not too long, as also our working paper is not a very long one. I will just go through the different sections and give a short explanation about it. This working paper by Austria builds upon growing emerging consensus reflected, among others, in the statement of 70 states delivered at the UNGA First Committee last year of a functional two-tier approach to the regulation of autonomous weapons, with some weapons systems requiring prohibitions and others regulations. The paper also builds upon elements of a joint paper of a group of 23 presented last year. The aim of this working paper is to flesh out the elements required for meaningful human control over autonomous weapon systems and for the protection of human dignity. The paper hereby focuses on the person or persons authorizing any use of a weapon system, integrating autonomous functions in its critical functions of selecting and applying force to a target. Section 2A of our working paper outlines three conditions that in our view must be met by those authorizing any use to apply international law, including IHL. First, they must have an adequate understanding of the weapon systems and its functions, including the understanding about what circumstances trigger the application of force by the system and what circumstances would trigger unintended engagement. Second, they must adequately assess and evaluate the circumstances that would trigger the application of force in the concrete scenario of a given geographical area and time and duration of use. And third, they must limit geographical area and duration of use and number of engagements by a system to the extent necessary to make informed decisions in compliance with international legal obligations, and therefore must be in a position to readjust, interrupt, or deactivate a system in order to make such decision possible. Systems that cannot meet these three conditions should be prohibited. Section 2B requests the prohibition of autonomous weapon systems that select and engage persons as targets and would violate fundamental principles of human dignity, humanity, or the dictates of public conscience. Section 3, in conclusio, argues for the need for international legal regulation for the purpose of ensuring the integrity of international law regarding the use of autonomous weapon systems. Section 4 fleshes out the international regulatory framework necessary, including constant monitoring, review, and possible reassessment, taking into account the whole life cycle of autonomous weapon systems. With this paper, Austria aims to contribute concrete elements that would be needed for any international legal regulatory framework, such as an additional protocol to the CCW, following a two-tier approach with elements of prohibitions and elements of regulations. We would very much welcome in-depth discussion of this working paper and its elements with the aim to contribute concrete elements to the outcome document of this GGE session. We are grateful for all comments and suggestions in this regard. I thank you.